Well, yeah, going to 1961, that was, I think, you know, looking at the things that were happening at Bell Labs, we didn't realize modems would still be around 40 years later. That's sort of funny in itself, because we many times we thought that modems are also an unnatural act, you know, in the opposite way, taking bits and turning them into an analog thing also seems like an unnatural act. You know, you're taking digital signals and turning them into voice-like signals so that they can be put into a telephone network, which then turns them back into digits.
So
but
it's the
just a, it's yeah, it's just the opposite, and it's a really kludgy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And modems are still a kludgy thing, but they work,
mm-hmm.
and they work everywhere, so that they're still around. And I never would have dreamed that 40 years later that you know, that everyone would have these in their houses and carry them with them on trips. And, you know, I mean, it just modems were something then would, you know, be used for big comp centers. You know, they weren't personal things. I guess I never thought I'd actually own a modem on my own. But that's what I worked on at that time. So.